Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey, chickens, we're nearly at the edge of the bubble. the time, Eddie. I'm washing up on the shores of reality. Sorry. The last episode, I just got carried away with Jordan's amazing theory about the Doctor and the Master being a previous bi-generation, or maybe a future bi-generation. That would be an interesting turn of events, that there is some bi-generation that happens where the Master is spun off. Ooh, it was a great theory. I loved it. Thank you, Jordan. It gave me a lot to think about. Bert says, now, I know there's a lot of feedback about the special, so I'll just mention a few things. No, Bert, don't be afraid to just give me all the feedback in the world. As you've seen, I can transport myself into a theory dome, theory-verse, time bubble, time eddy, cosmic ray. and deal with everything. And then pop back out and deal with whatever's new. I'm very much looking forward to what's going to happen in, it's happened for you, but not yet for me, the Christmas special. It's going to be exciting. And please make sure you've kept your thoughts and feelings coming, your theories. We will delve into any and all exciting things that happen in that episode. And I mean, I'm excited of finding out when the new episodes are coming. All I know is 2024, which it is now already, but not yet. I know. See, this is the wibbly-wobbly, timely-wimely world that I live in. Anyway, Bert says, Jimbo the robot. I want a full-size dolly of him. He's adorable. Oh my God, he is just the cutest. I mean, it was a great little design. And I love that it was a puppet, like an actual puppet. Like if you watch the making of, oh, it's adorable. Bert says, it wasn't until the third viewing of Wild Blue Yonder that I noticed whenever we see him take a step, it's always with the same foot. Yeah, Peter mentioned this to me as well. Was that in a text message or did he just call? Sometimes Peter just rings me to go, bah! About what happened in Doctor Who. And we talk for ages. And then I probably repeat everything he said to me on here without realizing that was him that said it. Sometimes that happens. Things go swirling around in my head. They come out of my mouth. I don't really know where they came from. It's probably something someone's written to me in a message and I've forgotten to attribute it. And I'm sorry. I apologize if I have said things out loud that was one of your theories that I'd thought of myself, because that's how our brains work. Like, things go in there, they get swelled up, and then they pop out, and we don't know where it all came from. It's how plagiarism happens. I mean, full-scale plagiarism where you're just copying, pasting whole slabs of text. That's a whole other thing. Peter and Bert both mentioning the robot, like we only saw it moving with the one foot. I mean, that's what we saw. Like, you know, there were a few times when there was like... you know, the blah, 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 whatever the weird words with that strange countdown, and then all the tiles kind of shifted and the spaceship was reconfiguring itself. And maybe those things happened and we didn't see the next foot go. Maybe we only saw one foot go, but it took so long for the robot to move. Maybe we would have been sat there waiting for like 20 minutes and then the other foot goes. But it's just like we were off with the Doctor and Donna when the other foot moved forward. It does, just because we saw the foot move when all the tiles moved didn't mean that the other foot had to go at the same time as all the tiles moving. The other foot could have gone in the in-between times. Like it could have slowly clomped on another step while the Doctor and Donna were in another hallway. I'm fine with that one. Bert also says Neil Patrick Harris as the toy maker stole the giggle with a phenomenal performance. I could listen to his German accent all day, and the Spice Girls dance sequence was everything in capital letters, all in capital letters. Bless you, Bert. Even though Rusty had already done this with John Sim in Utopia, or was it The Sound of the Drums? Intercutting the toy maker making snow angels with bullet pedals had me in stitches, and his manic dance moves. Oh, heaven. You know, my favorite bit is, it's so strange, but it's when he's just mysteriously on the phone sitting next to Shirley. Going spice up your life. Like, it was just, I loved it. It was just so mad. And also because he's, you know, omnipotent and, you know, a creature from beyond time. I love that he was just kind of like popping around here and there. Also, very little mention anywhere from anyone, but he has shrunk the guardians of time down to dolls, which I think implies the Black Guardian and the White Guardian, who sent the Fourth Doctor off on the search for the key to time, and then the Black Guardian, you know, recruited Turlough to kill the Doctor. Like, it's a whole, like, that's a lot of, you know, they were kind of invented to be bigger than the Time Lords, basically, because the producer at the time was like, you know, I feel like the Doctor is at the, you know, pinnacle of no one can kind of like come at him because the Time Lords are so powerful. And so the Guardians were invented to be more than the Time Lords. Andrew Cartmell did the same thing in the final seasons of the show, with the Seventh Doctor going up against like the gods of Ragnarok and Fenric and all those kind of things. So bringing in the toy maker, I feel like Russell T. Davis is going, oh yeah, we're going into like hard fantasy now, because we are going to find, the only way to find things that are beyond the Doctor or more powerful than the Doctor are to go beyond science, basically. So yeah, anyway, it was... Oh, it was a moment. Bert also says the Master Tooth being picked up was so reminiscent of Flash Gordon that I half expected to hear Ming the Merciless laughing distantly as Queen brought in the closing credits. Oh, and please let Michelle Gomez return as the Master. She was so wonderfully kooky. I adored her. Bert also goes out, now this is something strange. He said, being the broadcast nerd that I am, I love the quality we now enjoy on Disney, but I'm annoyed by the double standards conversion that gives us a drop frame jolt in picture every second. If it was piped here straight from England, it wouldn't be there because we use the same broadcast standard as they do. But because it goes to the US first, then back to us, they convert to their standard, then back to ours. So it's really noticeable. So much more I loved, but I'll leave it there. Do that. I thought like the 4K things were like, it was just the same frame rate regardless. Or am I mistaken? I must be mistaken. Bert would know. But yeah, I thought frame rates were kind of consistent. But I guess America's like, Aral's like 25 and there's a 30, or it's 29. I don't know. It's a whole thing. But yeah, I thought all these flat panel TVs had some sort of weird international standard when it went, when you went past the standard definition. But maybe I'm wrong. Like, I thought it was beyond PAL and all that kind of thing, and NTSC. Squally says, I love Donna's husband, and I think his character's getting dissed unnecessarily. Oh, yeah, that was a few episodes ago when it was brought up that he was a bit flat. Of course, he's not an alpha, rippling muscle man. He's still a hero. He loves and supports his family. He takes the doctor where he needs to be. I adore that kind of quiet strength in a character. We need more men like that. He's hardly flat on the screen. I hope some boys see themselves in him and it makes them proud. Oh, that's cute, Squally. Thank you. Squally also says that I bet the doctor had salt in his pocket because of the time he got poisoned in the Unicorn and the Wasp. Kim's excited about my theory about the salt line letting in more fantasy. Says, in my head, fantasy and sci-fi are kind of in the same basket, but I know purists would scorn. Just give it to me in whatever genre you like. Squally says, I'm with Carl. Flux was 3 years ago because 2024 is in about a week. Well, I mean, it's now. Well, not for me yet, but for you, it's now. And also, Squally says, I agree. The ABC fumbled Doctor Who and Whovians, which I enjoyed immensely. Spray bottle theory fun. And I love the two theories on how Donna was able to let that go. Oh, so we have reached the end of the many thoughts and theories that I have here in my pocket for the three 60th anniversary specials, which means the next episode that we get will be our reactions to The Church on Ruby Road. I am very much looking forward to it, even though you've seen it. I've seen it, but I've seen it in the other universe, not here in the Theory Dome pre-recording bubble, so I can have some Christmas breakage. Jump online and send me your thoughts and theories. You can get me on the Facebook page, Adam Richard Has a Theory, or you can get me at patreon.com/AdamRichard, where there are some new Big Finish episodes. There are some very intense comic book episodes. If you're a theorist or theoretician level subscriber, I would love all of your thoughts and theories. Or you can join as a theorizer and just get rid of the ads and you get a binge. You get to binge all 5 episodes on a Sunday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.